With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hi, this is Father Tom Burke of the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh, and welcome to Catholic Education Plus on KDK Radio. This show spotlights the important work of Catholic education in our Catholic schools and parish faith formation programs. Catholic Education Plus is brought to you by the generous supporters of Catholic education, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh in southwestern Pennsylvania.
And this morning we spotlight St. Bede School in the Point Breeze neighborhood of the city of Pittsburgh, which is my new parish, St. Mary Magdalene. St. Bede School was founded nearly a century ago, back in 1926. It is named for an English Benedictine monk who is one of the greatest teachers and writers of the early Middle Ages. The mission of St. Bede School is centered in the belief that each child is unique and endowed by God's gifts, special gifts. The learning environment promotes faith, family, community, love, and service. Students are nurtured to become lifelong learners who will make meaningful contributions to their faith community and to an interdependent world. My guests this morning are Sister Daniela Branca, who is the principal at St. Bede School, and Rachel Mullen, who teaches technology in grades K through 8. She's also a parent of the school. Sister Daniela and Rachel, welcome this morning to Catholic Education Plus.
Thank you, Father.
It's great that you're coming in here this morning. And as we all know, as I mentioned, we work together. So this is my parish school, and what a great honor to have you both here this morning on the radio show. So thanks for coming in. And Sister Daniela, as I mentioned, St. Bede School is part of the new parish, St. Mary Magdalene, and you and I started together back in 2018. I arrived in June, and you arrived in July. And Rachel arrived in August as a teacher in 2018. So we were all rookies a year and a half ago. Sister, can you tell our listeners about your background? You were born and raised in Poland and now being in the U.S. for 20 years now. What an interesting background.
20 years.
Yeah.
Yes, I was born and raised in a small town southern of Poland, Andrychów, very close to the town of John Paul II, Wadowice. And I'm from a big family, one of 12. Mm. And when I attended a grade school in my hometown, and then when I was looking for high school, I always wanted to commute. And I decided to go to high school in Wadowice, same high school as John Paul II. After the graduation, I was searching and trying to get a new job, try to figure out what to do with my life, and I heard that calling to go and join the religious life. So sisters who work in Wadowice at the house where John Paul II was born, Sisters of the Holy Family of Nazareth, mm-hmm. were the sisters who I always met somewhere in my life through my formation in youth ministry in my parish. So I decided to join their community, and I professed my first vows in 1995. Jubilee year 2000 was the year when I pronounced my final vows, and 2001 I was shipped to United States. Previously I served in Poland, in Krakow, work as a teacher in preschool, spent there 4 years. Later on I was sent to Ukraine in Kiev when I worked for 2 years at the parish. And as I said, 2001, right before 9/11, I arrived to Philadelphia, where I began my studies at the Holy Family University. For 7 years, I work at one of the local Catholic schools, St. Catherine of Siena School. Later on, I start my degree in educational leadership at the same university. And 2013, find a job in Pittsburgh, and I served for 4 years as a principal at St. Bernard School in South Hills. In 2018, I began my journey at St. Bede School.
Here
I am.
And you're part of the Sisters of the Holy Family here in Bellevue.
Yes, yeah. Yes, I am.
What a great community.
Yes, we are.
Serving the diocese for so very long. And Sister, a member of your faculty said St. Bede is a place where everyone belongs and looks out for one another. That's a great quote, where everyone belongs and looks out for one another. What's been your experience so far since 2018?
As I arrived to St. Bede, one other thing I noticed was the friendship, the friendliness of students and faculty. We have a faculty that has been seasoned and been at St. Bede's for many, many years. We also have a faculty that just started last year or maybe a couple years ago, and they do work together well. They look out for each other. They do communicate with each other very well. And I think part of it is the welcoming atmosphere. That there's a saying that once a beater, always a beater. And even though we have students who are coming from different school districts now, they are building one community of St. Bede School. And we are very proud of that.
It has such a long tradition that the students, their parents went there, their grandparents went there. There's such a history of St. Bede. And now that it's a regional school, part of the Pittsburgh East region, you know, you blend in the traditions, but then new traditions, new cultures, new communities, and just a nice, well-rounded school. Now, Rachel, you teach technology to 9 different grade levels through the STREAM curriculum, science, technology, reading, engineering, arts, and math. It's a brand new state-of-the-art facility, a beautiful STREAM lab. What knowledge and skills are the students learning in their various grades? Because that's such a well-rounded, you get the little tykes and you get the older kids too.
It is. I think that's what's so great about this position is that I get to see all the grade levels, and the variety through the day is really fun. It makes the day interesting. And what's great about STREAM is that you get to teach a little bit of everything. So I think what's great about it is that we can focus on the collaboration between the kids and the teachers. There's a lot of creativity. We have so much freedom to do a lot of different projects. And what I've tried to do is connect those projects to what they're doing in their other classes. So that's really our goal, is to make those connections to other classes and other subjects, and also to the real world, making their learning relevant. So it's a challenge, but it's a fun challenge.
Yeah, and then, Rachel, the Google Chromebooks and the Google Classroom are two new tools that you now have, which is fantastic.
Which is great.
And Google is literally right down the street in Bakery Square, right down Penn Avenue. Right. How do you use them, and how are they making a difference so far for the children at St. Bede?
So we just got 2 brand-new carts of Chromebooks. Mm-hmm. So we have about 85 Chromebooks now for the kids. So when they're in my classroom, there's always a cart available for them to use, whether we're doing, you know, the basics of learning typing or learning the Google applications. And then we also use Google Classroom, which has allowed us to go paperless for some of our classes. Mm-hmm. We're
go
doing
green.
Things right. We're doing things like podcasting, which has been really fun, stop motion animation. So there's just so many options and available things for the kids to do. So as I said, we have 2 carts. 1 cart stays with me, and we have another cart of Chromebooks that is available to everyone in the school. So it's given us a lot of options.
And how exciting is that you get to teach the little kids, the little learners, K through 4 or 5, and then the bigger kids, you're teaching them the same material, but obviously in a different level. That must be a fun variety, because you see all levels, all ages.
It's true. Yeah. I think that's what's great about the position.
Makes your life day interesting.
Makes
too.
It very interesting.
And how they pick that up. Now, Sister Danielle, this school year you're focusing on service. What are some examples of how St. Bede's school students are serving those in need, especially in our community? The need is great.
Every student in our school, grades 6 through 8, is required to have a certain amount of hours, service hours. 6th graders is 10, 7th graders 20, and 8th graders have 30 hours, also preparing there for the confirmation as well. So this year we decided we want to focus more on our community. As you say, our parish, since there's a grouping of 3 different parishes where poverty line is higher
Absolutely.
Than other parts of Pittsburgh. every year we do something different. And for example, for Thanksgiving, we have a food drive, and we know that we have a parish food pantry. I'm very big fan of let's help first our people before we go someplace else. Mm-hmm. And we split the amount of food that we had this year was just amazing. Our parents are very generous, and they're really happy to support community as well. So we split those cans and other foods between two places, our parish and also the Little Sisters of the Poor Kitchen, mm-hmm. to help them out. We had our eighth graders this year for the first time went to St. James Pantry
in
Wilkinsburg. And December we split them in two different groups. First, boys went, and December we have a group of girls going and helping in the kitchen for a little bit, sorting food, packing them, and also they were not part of distribution yet, but we plan to have something next year to involve even more students. We had a co-drive for our neighbors as well. We're planning to have another service during the Lent season, where we will have, again, let's clean up our closet, spring cleaning, and donate all that clothing to Vincent de Paul, which is also in our parish.
Very active in the new parish of St. Mary Magdalene, yeah. So there's a lot of well-rounded service ideas.
Yes.
And since our students come from all over the city, mm-hmm. and the eastern suburbs, it's really good that they look, hey, we're helping people in our own backyard, in Wilkinsburg, in East Liberty, Homewood, Brushton, Lincoln, Leamington, and to say that, hey, you know, passing out food or having a coat drive, a lot of our kids don't experience that, mm-hmm. necessarily in their neighborhood, so this gives them a great opportunity to say, hey, we're helping somebody right down the street.
And what's nice about it, it's the students who are coming up with the ideas.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We were helping the Tree of Life after the shooting
in Squirrel
mm-hmm. Hill. And one of the students came and said, can we help them somehow? So we actually offered a building to the group of students from that school if they will like to use for the time being. We were in conversation with the rabbi as well. But this is what's special about St. Bede's, that the yep. students are having idea, and they know and they see the needs of our community.
It's
as
a
well.
Community and also a family.
Yes.
Yeah, well-rounded. We'll take a break. We'll be back in a moment on KDK Radio. And welcome back to Catholic Education Plus. I'm Father Tom Burke, the pastor of St. Mary Magdalene Parish in East End, Point Breeze, and Wilkinsburg. And this morning I'm honored to feature my parish responsible is for St. Bede's School, located in the Point Breeze section of the city of Pittsburgh. And my guests are Sister Daniela Branca, who is the principal at St. Bede, and Rachel Mullen, who teaches technology in grades K through 8th. And also Rachel is a school parent and parishioner, too, at St. Bede. Now, Rachel, you have the unique perspective because not only are you a faculty member, but you're also a parent and a parishioner of St. Mary Magdalene, and all of your kids went through St. Bede, and you and your husband are very active in our parish, and great to have you on board as part of the faculty. What traditions do you enjoy about St. Bede School, first as a parent perspective, and then now as a faculty member?
Right. So we joined St. Bede Parish back in 2001 when we first moved to Pittsburgh. So
that's the year I was ordained. It was a good year.
It was a good year. And St. Bede was the first community that we joined, and I feel such an attachment to it because it
you
really
came from the state of New
family.
York, right?
Right.
Being
we came from upstate New York. Mm-hmm. And I joined the choir, and the people are amazing and still are amazing and have been so welcoming. And I think what's great about St. Bede, you know, we started with my oldest daughter back in 2006 when she started preschool. Mm. And you join such a tight-knit family. And the teachers that taught her and currently teach at St. Bede became really close friends of ours. Mm. And I'm lucky because now I'm part of the faculty and work with them in a totally different way. And I think there's so many special traditions at St. Bede. I mean, the PTG runs so many great things, from the pasta dinner to the walkathon. The SBAA, our athletic program, has Mardi Gras and the tree sale. I mean, our kids love going to the tree sale just to hang out and be together, which I think is so special, and it's something they will always remember. Like, the loyalty my kids have to St. Bede is pretty amazing.
Great parental involvement in the school, parish, and the community.
Right.
And it seems like
really
all the seasons.
Good people.
Yeah,
right.
Like Mardi Gras coming up. The pasta dinner was back in January. The Christmas trees were in December.
We have the May crowning.
May crowning's coming up in May. The graduation. Yeah, there's so many wonderful traditions. St. Bede School, now part of St. Mary Magdalene Parish, and seeing the kids pass on those traditions, and
right.
for all of your kids too. And like you said, it becomes part of the family too, and friendships develop too. Now, sister, St. Bede students consistently score well above the state and national percentiles. I was really blown away by the statistics of the kids coming through St. Bede, and they perform above the grade level in social studies, science, math, language, and reading. I mean, this is unbelievable that we have a school right here in the city of Pittsburgh in the East End that excels. How do your teaching methods help our students excel way beyond above average?
I think part of it is the individual approach of every student in our school. And our teachers are very good with spending extra time with our students if there's a need for it. We are very proud of our scores, and we keep working to even do better. What's really helping us actually is it's the fact that most of our students, when they graduate, they go to other fine Catholic schools.
Mm-hmm.
And they know it's Auckland Catholic and Central Catholic.
It's right down the street.
It's right down the street, mm-hmm. absolutely. We have a great relationship with both of the schools. And because the students know how high expectations are in both of the schools, they themselves want to do well. And they're willing to go extra mile and do the extra work if there's need. I think the programs that we use in our school, especially that individual approach of our student, is that helps students to be successful in every subject. And you may walk around and ask, you know, and hear that, oh, no, my favorite subject is recess or gym or stream right now. But they're still willing to work hard and do their work.
No, Rachel, our St. Pete students recently made gifts for the kids at the Children's Institute, which is literally right up the street from us on the corner of Wilkins and Beechwood Boulevard. Tell our listeners what they did for the kids at Children's Institute.
So our fifth graders visit the Children's Institute with Kurt Riedel, their teacher. So they
teacher, yeah.
So they divide into groups, and they visited, I think they go every... Maybe one group goes for half of the year and the other half of the class goes for part of the year, too. So at Christmas time, the fifth graders, we were trying to think of some form of service to do in stream class. And they came up with the idea of creating gifts for the kids at the Children's Institute. And some of them had never been to the Children's Institute, so they were creating gifts for kids that they'd never met. And I think they loved the idea of creating something and giving it away. So they came up with a lot of different ideas. Some of them painted. Some of them did sewing projects. They made pillows. They made stuffed animals. Some of them made games. They made comic books. So it was a lot of chaos in the classroom, but the end result was pretty awesome.
It was
a
little variety of things.
It was.
And they came up with these
right,
things,
which I think was really cool.
And they're all
yeah, they were so excited.
Too. What a great
idea. It was
idea.
Nice. I was very proud.
No, Sister Danielle, the buddy system at St. Pete School is very nice, and I see this at Mass with the kids, the big kids and the little kids next to each other with their buddies. How does that work? That's such a great idea, like a big brother, big sister, little
exactly.
brother, little sister.
And I think this is a part, almost part of every Catholic school in mm-hmm. Pittsburgh. Many, mm-hmm. many schools have that program. And what we do, we basically pair our younger students with the older students. We have kindergartners with seventh graders, preschoolers with the eighth graders. So a couple times throughout the quarter, they actually meet together and they do fun stuff together. They do the gifts for each other during the Christmas season, or maybe they will go and do some kind of service project together, or they will be working on cards for the veterans, or maybe they will just sit together at lunchtime and or at the playground. And in our schedule, the kindergartners actually are with the older kids for a little bit for the mm-hmm. recess. And it's really, really nice to see the bonding between those two, the little ones trying to play basketball with the older kids and the older kids, you know, passing ball to them, or even seeing them in the hallway and they just wave to each other. Or we have parents emailing me thanking for, this is such a great program and my child just loves, you know, the student in A grade, or how can I write to his parents? So I think it builds friendships between those two different groups of age, and also allows them to get to know each other better, and also the older kids can almost pass on the traditions and love for St. Bede's as well.
When little kids become big kids, then they remember mm-hmm. their buddies.
It's a cycle.
It's like it passes on.
Absolutely.
Now, Rachel, with technology changing so quickly, it changes daily, how do you teach it to students for the jobs of the future that don't exist? How do you prepare for them? Because that's quite important.
That's a good question. I think what's so important about Stream class and our technology class is teaching them those skills that they're going to need no matter what the technology is. You know, learning how to collaborate, learning how to think critically and independently, learning how to be creative and take risks and jump into a project, even like creating their gifts for the Children's Institute. They had some lofty plans,
Absolutely,
they jumped in and they did it. So I think you're teaching those, you know, they call them the soft skills, which I think are more important than learning how to use Google Docs. Mm-hmm. Right.
Sister, for families who may be interested in learning more about St. Bede's School, how can they reach you and perhaps set up a tour?
We invite parents to give us a call at 412-661-9425 and schedule a tour. We do that once a week, every Tuesday. Students have a possibility to, incoming students have a possibility to come and shadow for a day. And also parents can visit our website at www.stbedeschool.com. And they can always call us and if they have any questions.
Come in, take a look, shadow,
walk
around the campus, get to know the faculty and our students, and check out St. Bede. Great. Rachel Mullen, Sister Daniela Bronca, thanks for being with us this morning.
Thank you, Father.
We'll be back in a moment. This week in our Plus segment, we're featuring Arise, featuring Unaltered Tour. It's going to be held Saturday, March the 28th from 6 to 10 p.m. at Stage AE on the North Shore. That's right between Heinz Field and PNC Park. All Catholic youth in grades 8 through 12 are invited. They'll lead students to the fullness of life. There'll be testimonials, performances, and there also will be a dynamic worship. Again, this is on Saturday, March the 28th, 6 to 10 p.m. at Stage 8E on the North Shore. All Catholic youth in grades 8th through 12th grade are welcomed. Fullness of life, just a great time to spend time. Children their same age and engaging performances, testimony, enjoying each other's company. What a great way at the end of March. Saturday, March the 28th, 6 to 10 p.m., Stage AE, right on the North Shore of the banks of the Monongahela River. Come make a youth group event out of it, a school, classroom, or just a neighborhood, and just really find out. For more information, call Gary Roney at 412-456-3090. We'll see you there.
Thank you for listening to Catholic Education Plus, and thanks again to our supporters, including Sam and Judy Spanos and the Catholic Diocese of Pittsburgh. I'm Father Tom Burke. Join us again in 2 weeks at 6:30 right here on KDKA Radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.